University. Radio. Nottingham.
Cor blimey, Governor.
Cor blimey.
How we doing?
Very well, thanks, chap. How are you?
Well, absolutely spiffing, I've got to say.
Marvellous.
Hang on, I think I might... This sounds quite echoey.
Oh,
through.
Yeah.
Hang on, so this is mic 4 and mic 1. So all goodbye, right. Mic 2 and mic 3. Right, yeah. Hang on.
Is that okay?
It sounds basically the same. We'll roll with it.
Okay, cool.
We'll roll with it. I had very bad technical difficulties last week.
Did you? Oh, no.
So that was very fun. Yeah. Poor times. But, as you may have heard from the song, I played... I actually put that song on. We didn't just wait for it to end.
No.
No, it was a very special selection.
Intentional.
Mm. Purely for the line of Guess Who's Back, which I thought was the name of the song. Turns out, no, it's not.
Yeah, what is it again?
Without me?
I would never have guessed
without,
that.
It's either
does
without,
he even say that in the lyrics?
Cue Without Me by Eminem. We best take note. Yeah. But no. I put that because guess who is back with us today?
Whoa, it's me. Hi, Jacob. And I'm here with my co-host, Ben.
Hello, co-host Jacob.
Hello.
So how was... Hang on, I suppose I best do like the fancy-pantsy intro before I start asking you how your time was.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so imagine... I now you need to assume my professional radio voice. Hello, and welcome to the... back to the fourth Mellob Experience show. Now, you may be asking yourself, what is the Mellob Experience? And that is indeed a very good question. It is an hour-long brain ramble zone, sometimes with guests, sometimes without. Today, we have no guests. It is just the Dynamo Duo. Is Dynamo good?
Dynamic.
Dynamic usually, duo.
Yeah, yeah.
However, if you do find us mildly entertaining, maybe this will go beyond spoken elevator music and turn into a very enjoyable hour. Ooh la la. So, why the name Mellob? Well, originally, when I very first set up the show, it was just me going solo, lonely. And basically my last name is Mella, and I just thought Mellob sounded funny. But, by pure luck, my very first guest, who is now my amazing co-host, the end of Jacob is Jacob.
It is actually, yeah. That's scientific fact.
Confirmed here today. Yeah. And so Mellob actually works surprisingly perfect.
Yeah.
To be fair, I did offer whether we should change the name to, but you was happy.
That's all right, yeah.
Yeah, and we're good.
Yeah. Rolls off the tongue.
Rolls off the tongue, Mellob. Also my work login.
All the medias are like Mellob now, so a bit
we're big shots now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to be fair, our very first show was the most listened to thing on the audio boom.
Someone is doing well.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, both of us. Yeah. Some people.
Some people. That'll do.
And so what can you expect in this show today? Well, in this show today, as of today, there are four regular sections. No, wrong. There are four sections in total, three of which are regular, one of which is irregular, because it's very special. And so for the normal sections, assuming that we do actually get onto them, if you are a seasoned listener, you know that we tend to overrun, admittedly. But we will be diving into poetry. We will be diving into music.
Perhaps.
But that is now confirmed. There is no longer
it
a perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
Time permitting, we may do some reviews. We'll become our harshest critics, not ourselves. But, and then for a special section, well, as per tradition, you'll have to wait till the very end to find out. So, I suppose, without further ado, I'm your co-host, Ben, and I'm joined by co-host, Jacob.
That is I. And today, I'd like to ask you, Ben, what are your opinions on poetry?
My opinion stems absolutely 100% from... GCSE English.
I had a feeling. See, a lot of people, you either love it or you hate it, a bit like Marmite, but it tends to be the GCSE English that, sort of solidifies your opinions. I can kind of gather what it is, but would you like to
enlighten
me? Yeah.
Well, I'm always a man of good enlightenment, and where this is going, I don't know, but... putting a full stop on that sentence and actually getting into my answer. Not a big fan.
Mm.
Because for me, my main experience, in the same way that I didn't like books for the longest of times, and as regular listeners will know, I'm now a mild bookworm. I didn't like books for the longest of times because of GCSE, which made me hate it. Just sort of like, having to memorise it. And it was the same with poetry.
Yeah.
And so I never really got to experience it properly. Just sort of being forced to memorise it and analyse it. You know, why is the curtain blue? Well, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Blue means sadness. And
the deep, a reflection of the inner soul.
Oh, yeah. Gasp. But yeah, I agree. GCSE poetry tends to be a bit tosh. Did you find it was mostly war poetry as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
We did conflict poetry, I think, because isn't there like two GCSE sections? It's like love and summer and then war and conflict. Yeah. We did war and conflict.
That's what we did too.
Mm.
Yeah. Can't say I'm the greatest fan.
Do you remember the one called Tissue?
I do. Oh, I do remember Tissue.
Honestly, for those who are perhaps not our age,
familiar.
Hello, mum and dad. That's at least four listeners confirmed.
That's two sets of parents.
That is two sets of parents. That is maps. Rather raucous. We can do maths. So Tissue is one of the poems that could appear on sort of our GCSE set.
By Imtiaz Darkman or something?
I can't remember that
I'm pretty sure,
But this poem is a complete nightmare. It was horrible, confusing, disjointed, it's probably a well-respected poem. I mean, obviously it made up to the GCSE.
Honestly, it made me want to reach for the tissues and just have a big sob.
Mm.
Yeah.
But thankfully, that didn't appear on our GCSE exam.
I'm the year below.
Oh yeah,
but it wasn't mine either.
Okay, good.
Which I'm quite glad about because my teachers also despised it and just decided not to teach it at all to us.
Understandable. Yeah. But at least in my year group, those that did the love and romance instead of war and conflict, they got their version of Tissue.
Did they?
Mm. I think it was called like Sing Song or something. Sing like based on a region in India, I believe.
Oh,
so it was
that's clever.
Mm, very clever.
Wow. Poetry.
I gave it a little read out of curiosity. It does sound better than Tissue, I'm not going to lie. But that's their version of Tissue. But sort of my humble GCSE prejudice aside, what can you bring to the table about poetry, Jacob?
Well, today, good Ben, I can bring to the table the fact that I actually really enjoy poetry now.
Oh, wow.
I do, yeah, I know, it's a complete turnaround, and it's only been the past couple of years, maybe since A-level, because I did A-level English as well, and the poetry for that was a lot more interesting.
Because you do an English course now.
I do indeed.
An English degree, shall I say.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Technically qualified, but not quite to be here. I do like a bit of poetry, and I've listened to a few podcasts about poetry as well, and found out there's some real benefits to it as well, such as
ooh,
if you'd like to know, it improves cognitive function.
Really?
Apparently, yeah, it's like helps you with memory and everything, and that good stuff.
Maybe the teacher thought us something yet, us to remember poems.
Yeah, they don't really. They used to back in today, teach you, like, well, they made you learn poetry off by heart, but they no longer do that at GCSE and school in general. But I feel like that'd be quite a nice little thing to do, because for me personally, and this is also what the internet says,
the world's most trusted source.
We can indeed trust the internet. It helps heal emotional pain, and I feel you can really connect with poetry. Like, not all of them, obviously, it's a bit hit or miss, but some you'll find that they really touch upon things that you didn't really have the words to say, or the words to express how you felt, and I don't know, I really like that about it. But there's also a fun fact which isn't on the internet that I have heard. And, you know, this comes from Dame Judi Dench, so, the one and only, not in person though, obviously.
I only know her because I watched Skyfall.
Oh, did you?
Yes, and not recently, that is literally one of the very few films I've actually watched. So that.
Are you a fan of James Bond then?
I don't know. I've only watched the one. I watched just the one.
Yeah. Well, this is a good one.
Mm. Yeah. I got lucky.
Well done.
But yeah, so I am aware of this is like a celebrity. I actually know. Yeah. We're in the good zone already.
Well, yeah, she's quite the national treasure, really.
Mm.
I think. Lovely lady as well. Lovely lady. But yeah, point is, she was saying how poetry, but particularly Shakespearean, you know, that old geese did a bit of sonnets in that back in the day.
Some fruity fella.
Oh, he was. Quite literally, he was, yeah, a saucy boy.
Facts that can be shared before 9 p.m.? Well,
just his, like, if you read his stuff, there's some rather profane language within.
Some raucous scenes.
Oh, indeed. The most raucous. But yeah, point is, because he mostly writes in iambic pentameter, which, do you remember that stuff back in the day?
No. Wait, hang on. Is that the thing where it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Is it where it's like 2, then 3, then 2, then summer? Or like there's 14 or 11 or something like that?
Oh, okay. You're hitting on something else there. Shakespearean sonnets are 14 lines.
Oh.
Yeah. And the end is, I'm pretty sure, yeah, always a rhyming couplet kind of like brings it all together. But no, iambic pentameter is the meter of the poem, so it's like it's the dudum dudum dudum, and there's 5 sets of stressed and unstressed syllables throughout that. You know, I'm just, you know, teaching you a bit of English. Anyways, that whole thing, the meter mimics the beating of the heart. So it's been proven that if you read it to babies, like Shakespearean poetry, it actually helps them like regulate their heart rate, and yeah, it's meant to be really good.
So when this is a sort of, imagine I'm a village bumpkin, not that you need to imagine, because my lack of knowledge already places me in the category.
Ben the bumpkin.
But so you know how songs have a beat?
Yeah.
Would you say that poems are like almost like the middle ground between songs and books? So like books, obviously you just read at your own pace.
Mm.
Songs like have a beat, and you got to get like sort of the tone, the whole sort of chim wham bam. So like, are poems like designed to be read at a specific sort of pace? Because like when I read them, I'm just blasting through them.
It does depend on the poem, but often, and again particularly with Shakespeare, they are meant to be performed and meant to be as you said, meant to be said at like a specific pace or with a specific rhythm, but yeah, they do sort of bridge that gap between musicality, like songs and stuff, and literature in general, because I feel like you can pretty much make most poems into songs as well. I've written a few poems in the past, and I feel like just belt them out.
Any to share?
No, not here.
We're not digging that deep yet.
No. No, tough times. but yeah, you're definitely correct in your assumptions.
Ooh, well,
yeah.
You know.
But it depends on the poem, again, because like some poetry is more like, this is completely the wrong term because it's more a literature term, but it's more like stream of consciousness and more dramatic monologue. So just basically it's meant to sound like someone talking normally, but typical / traditional poetry was like rhythmical and melodious.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Well, I'm glad that you know, my assumptions have not made, as the saying goes, and for Ofcom regulators, I'm referring to the 3-letter A word in reference to a donkey, not any profanity.
Oh, yeah.
So this is
Eeyore.
Yeah, so this is an Eeyore. You know, Ofcom regulators, you can wipe the sweat off your brow. You know what they say about assuming? It makes an ass
out of you and me.
But this time around, it has worked out a little bit.
Hey, I'm glad I knew that one. Yeah.
To be fair, like,
it's my physics teacher that taught me that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. where I
drew a donkey on the whiteboard.
Are you offer further proof, Ofcom, that we're on about donkeys?
Of course.
Yeah. I do not wish to get in danger. No. University Radio Nottingham's.
Please don't sue us.
Yeah, pretty much. We are poor.
We are but mere students.
We are mere students. Please have mercy. Just sort of like back onto poetry. You're primed and ready.
Oh yeah.
For the question time. Do you have any particular favourites?
An actual poem?
Or poems, poets?
Poets.
Selections?
I did come prepared with the top three.
Oh, wow.
Poets.
Okay.
Or just some ones that I've read recently that I think people would be interested in. My all-time favourite poet is Keats, John Keats. He's a romantic poet from, the old 19th century, I believe. Maybe earlier. We'll find out. But yeah, he's a oh, thank you, yeah, Google that shit. And recently we've done a bit of Jackie Kay in my English class. Always quite the stunning chap, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he technically
was 18th.
we now have John Keats not on air, but on the Google. Born 1795, dead 1821.
Oh,
what a short life, actually.
Oh yeah, it was quite tragic. I recall.
Does that come across in his poetry at all?
Definitely, it's a bit sado dado. espresso depresso.
all the sayings.
All of the every single one. But he did have quite a tragic life actually. I believe his sister. If he had a sister, he might have had a sister. Some of his family was quite ill. And he was also very ill, hence why tuberculosis. Yeah, he died of tuberculosis.
No.
Yeah. But anyways, his poetry is pretty good. I like it. And yeah, Jackie Kay we've been reading recently. It's a black British poet / author in general. We've also been reading Trumpet by her. I say we, my literature class. Really good though. Screw colonialism. And Chris Riddle, he is this lovely illustrator who has produced a number of collections of poems. So not by him, although there was a couple by him in them, but by other people. And they're just a really nice introduction to poetry. Mm. So if you want a little...
So despite being from the whatever century we determined it to be, right? No, 19th, it would be 19th.
No, it's 18th. Oh wait,
no,
he died
no.
in...
Yeah,
no,
so...
There we go.
We get our facts right from the experience.
All the time.
So despite being 19th century poetry, would you say it's still fairly accessible? For village bumpkins like me?
You know what, I think so. Although some of his stuff is quite highbrow. There's one... I think it's Ode to a Nightingale? Yeah. Draws upon some... Greek mythological stuff, casual.
Big brain knowledge.
Yeah.
Brain isn't big enough for that.
But generally, the ones maybe towards his later years when he's a bit sadder.
Mm. It's a bit tuberculosis-y.
Just a tad, yeah. They are very profound and very good, and yeah, I'd say fairly accessible.
Well,
fairly.
You know what I might do? When we get to a song break, if we get to one, I might have a read of one of the poems so I can give a live review.
Ooh!
Oof, that would be saucy.
Yeah.
As the term goes, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Yeah, we're just getting all of this. This is the saying special of the show. But, I would answer poets I love, don't know any, can't comment.
Yeah.
But, sort of on the flip side of the coin, are there any you hate?
Any I hate? Oh, what, poets and
all that jazz?
Oh, that is a very good question.
I've got your noggin a jogging.
You have indeed. I can tell you that I used to hate Shakespeare.
Was that GCSE stemming?
But then when you sort of look into it yourself and sort of understand how much of an impact he's made on the English language, it's nicer, and I do kind of appreciate his poetry now. I prefer his actual plays, but like some of his poetry is it within place. They're all kind of poetry.
Yeah.
But
all performances of some
kind. Yeah,
night.
Yeah. However.
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 Throw a curveball.
Yeah, we've also been doing, in my, just to relate my degree to this, you know, I've got to make sure that I'm actually learning something. We've been learning about this lady, this little lass called Emilio Bassano, who was a contemporary of, you know, big old Shakespeare, Shaky P.
People call the Monica Party Building Monica
P. Monica
P,
yeah.
Oh, no. Shaky P. No.
Shaky P.
Wait, yeah, it says Shaky P.
Shaken Stevens.
Is that his last name?
No, what? William Shakespeare?
Yeah.
No.
Willie S?
The Big Willie?
Right. we're not at
nine. Moving on. Anyways, Emilio Bassano, yeah, she was mayhaps the dark lady that Shakespeare always talks of. Yeah, tad racist, actually. She kind of, like, influenced a lot of his work, but doesn't get any of the credit. And was also a very talented poet of herself, and produced poetry that was religious, but within it there was hidden like feminism and stuff. So intentionally so, just to get past, you know, patriarchy and all that jazz. Again, big GCSE words. We still use them today. Yeah.
Well, I can't say the same.
But yeah, I'd recommend looking her up because she is a very interesting lady, and there's a play about her as well by Morgan Lloyd Malcolm, or maybe it's Malcolm Lloyd Morgan. Anyways, something of the sort, and it's just called Amelia, and it's pretty good. Gal power. Yeah.
Lovely. God, I feel like so. My brain is like.
Oh yeah.
It's absorbing.
Should we move on to something quite?
No, my brain is absorbing. Like it's just.
Oh yeah.
It's just expanding.
But
I feel like this would be a good segue.
I think so.
Mm.
Yeah.
No subtlety. It's not like we do not smoothly be like, all right, and then our conversation is like, boom, the song. We're just like, hello. Goodbye. We'll see you very soon. But yes, do join us after our nice song break. The song choices today are Jacob's.
Woo!
Because usually I'm usually the DJ of the show.
DJ.
And I felt a bit bad because obviously we're co-hosts, not little C, big C co-hosts. So
cardboard box.
So I know nothing about the song. Is there anything I should be expecting?
It's a nice little bop.
Nice little bop.
Yeah.
Well, do join us after a nice little bop for, actually, a chat about music.
Whee!
Oh, so we did get a nice segue in. It all comes full circle.
We're professional.
We are professional. See you very soon.
She's got you high and you don't even know yet. She's got you high and you don't even know. Yeah, the sun's in the sky, it's warming up your bare legs, and you can't deny you're looking for the sunset. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. So search for the time before it leaves without you. Have you lost your mind or has she taken all of yours too? What's this? This world, it's turned so see-through. Open your mind, believe it's gonna come true. Keep all that's alive and hope she's gonna tell you. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. She's got you high and you don't even know yet. The sun's in the sky, it makes for happy endings. You can't deny you want the happy ending. What's this about?
This is URN.
Well, welcome back. Both me and Jacob have had an immense amount of disappointments.
We have indeed.
We have indeed.
Yeah.
Because basically we were having a little chat about how to start off this section. And we thought, considering my... alluding to the fact that I usually am like the... show DJ, and now Jacob is the show DJ. There is a URN ident that goes like DJ.
DJ.
Hang on. We are going to do.
We've got to find it.
So, yeah. We are going to do a little testing, so you will hear our beautiful voices as well as idents at the same time.
This is URN.
Was that we actually turned the microphones off like not in time to hear whether it was the
yeah,
DJ?
Yeah, do that again.
Okay, are you ready to turn the mics off?
Okay.
Okay. Go.
This is URN.
Okay, that is not the DJ.
No.
Are we going to spend 5 minutes finding the correct one?
It's tempting. Yeah.
It's got to be one of these.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of the really short ones.
I was wondering that. It's definitely not the 1 second.
Listeners at home, you know, I sincerely apologise, but we'll pretend this is interesting. It's interesting to us, damn it. I don't think it'd be 7 seconds.
Well, yeah, unless you say it really slow, like DJ.
This is URN. In fact, we should just make our own idents. To be honest,
yeah.
Right? I say we try one more, and
okay,
if we don't get it, then we will actually move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
cool. Sounds good.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
DJ! This is URN University Radio Nottingham.
Ah, the elation we have both just had.
We did it.
It was worth it. It wasn't for nothing. We got the DJ.
Oh, so happy.
Okay, we'll have to remember, listeners at home, we will not remember, so please remind us when our show is about
to
start.
Jot this down, please.
Jot this down. This is the homework for the fortnight. It is URN Wet Ident number 4. That is URN Wet Ident number 4. I feel like I'm announcing like a teleprompter phone. Like, call here to...
Bingo!
Call here to buy a transportable Hoover.
Ooh.
Or something like that.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, well, maybe we should become a telemarketing show.
It's not that great, actually, currently.
Well, there's a market to sell Hoovers.
I've always wanted a Dyson.
Mm.
I've got a Henry in my flat, and, you know, he's a lovely
chap. Good.
He sucked up stuff all right, yeah.
Lovely.
Lovely to talk to, but...
Do you frequently talk to your Hoover? Just ask your Hoover?
I mean...
We're getting deep here.
Do you want the honest answer?
Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it has a face for a reason.
It does, yeah. That's why... Well, he's my first friend that I made here, you know.
Wow.
Not lovely times.
It's alright. You're doing better than me because I spoke to no one in my first year. You know. You.
So we're counting inanimate objects as people then.
If it has
a name, Henry.
Yeah, I mean it's got a name.
Yeah.
It's got a face. The smile moves on the adverts.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, you've heard it here first. Henry Hoovers do count as friends. Or Henrietta? Is it Henrietta?
No, I have a Henry. But, oh, wait, the other one.
Yeah, the other ones.
Well, there's a couple. They've got, like, a whole family.
Right, okay.
There's a yellow one. There's a pink one. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Henry Hoover family.
Henry Hoover family. We're going...
Looking up the family. Oh, that's a long one.
Oh, my God, there's loads.
Wow.
Do they have the name on them? They do. Okay, we've just got to wait for them. Okay, so the music. This is good music. Okay, actually, that looks like a band lineup.
It does.
For our viewers at home, we have typed in Henry Hoover family into Google Images, and this is the
top image.
So, you know, we are not leaving you in the dark. You know, if you conduct your own independent Henry Hoover family research, you'll get to see what we're seeing. So, we can confirm that there is a Henry.
There is a Hetty?
I don't think it was Hetty. A pink woman Hoover.
There's a Harry.
There's also a James.
There's a James,
and then there's a Charles next. There's a James Charles.
There's a James Charles
Hoover. You heard it here first. Then there's a Harley Hoover. Is that like a real one?
Oh, okay, that's Twitter.
We're getting unverified here.
We can't trust the source.
No, we can't. We cannot spout false Henry Hoover facts on our podcast about. On our live radio show.
This is live.
This is going out live.
Yeah,
we are representing URN as a brand here.
Although, if it's recorded, which it is hopefully going to be recorded.
Depending on whether Peter Taylor's quick fix, who is our head of tech, works. Yeah.
Big up Peter. Is a radio show really a radio show if it's not live? Would it then be a podcast?
Ooh, but we are also live.
We are live.
But hypothetically, in the future... No, I think it would just be a podcast in that case.
Should we talk about some music?
What a great segue.
Yeah.
We will actually get onto music. So, what? How did you, you know, the lovely song that we have just heard?
Yeah. Did you enjoy it, by the way?
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was pleasant. As you said, it was just like kind of nice, calm, relaxing. Yeah. You know, I can... See, it's not something I put in my main playlist, but it's something that... I have some specialised playlists, I think.
Oh, yeah, same.
Not as many as you, as I've learned, but we'll get into that. So, you know, She's Got You High.
Yeah.
The people who did it, Mumra, was it?
Mumra, yeah.
How did you find them?
I found it.
Okay.
From 500 Days of Summer. I'm presuming you haven't seen it.
No. always assume no when you ask me, have I seen something?
Yeah, it's a wonderful little rom-com starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zooey Deschanel, you know?
All names I do not know.
Oh, you'd want to. You'd want to, yeah. And it's both uplifting and terribly sad.
Oh.
But the song... I think echoes the good parts, and
well, good.
There's another one as well that I could, but I'll do that another time.
Well, you might have to get your own daytime show. Just play nothing but bops.
Bops from 500 Days of Summer.
Yes, just I mean, daytime shows are 2 hours. So, do you think you could fill 2 hours every week?
Oh wow! Yeah, I could sit on my bum for that long.
Yeah. Well, perfect. So. I suppose.
Mm.
Actually, that reminds me. So that's a song from a show, then.
Well, you discovered it.
A film. You know, my terms. I must apologise. But I actually have a... After your selection of songs to play, I do have a song which is planning to be the outro, depending on how many sections we have.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is Playground, which is from the show Arcane.
Mm.
Because we were having a little chat about this before we even got into the studio, back in the URN office. And... I reckon we make a deal. Mm. I watch 500 Days of Summer.
Okay.
You watch Arcane.
I can do that because it looks really pretty.
Yes.
Viewers,
how can you view a radio show? Listeners of our last week's, not last week's, last fortnight's
fans. Dare I say.
Big raving fans of our metal experience who listened to the last show. First of all, I'm sorry. That was. Yeah, one man rambling for an hour, you know, just getting a sorry out there. But I ranted about Arcane during that show, and it would be nice to rant it to a human, not to myself in an empty studio. So, we'll get into that, because we're already discussing next fortnight's show on air of our current show.
Which I will have to phone in for, by the way.
Whoa!
Yeah.
This is news to me.
Yeah. I will be back in Norwich, my hometown. Oh. Big up Norwich. But I would still love to be here.
Oh, perfect.
Virtually.
Okay, well, this is good music chatter, I would say. We are very we are very good at staying on topic. I mean, the thing is, we already have a show called, like, a show episode called We 100% Stick to the Script.
Yeah, so
I feel like that could refer to every episode.
Probably, to be honest.
Well,
yeah.
Getting back onto sort of music somehow, how many Spotify playlists do you have? Because I am actually, like, very a music prude. I only have four. And for the longest of time, I only had one because I just whacked everything into one playlist. I didn't really make full use of the Spotify playlist feature.
Oh, I see.
But I suspect you are more closer to the average person based on how many you have.
I mean, I've got a fair few, but are we still counting the ones that I made when I was going through, like, my emo phase? And
I respect a good emo phase. This count is up to you.
Them, to be honest. But
well, you can't escape the past. And that is a very ominous statement. You can escape the past,
okay,
do not worry.
Do you want me to do a quick
count? Okay, I will ramble while you count.
Okay,
So I have four playlists. I have the OG, Lights Mode Emo, because anyone who knows me in person will know that I sort of entered an emo phase very late at the beginning of 2020, in the aftermath of a breakup. You know, we love a good sort of emotional sort of time that leads into emotional music. Good point. I think also the actual origin of the genre name emo, but
is it?
I think it is. Yes, it comes from.
Is that also scientific fact?
I'm saying it here, scientific fact. If you can prove me wrong, no, you can't.
Well, yeah,
there you go.
Heard it here.
But yeah, so I have Light Mode Emo, which is like my main playlist. I have, and that is 4 hours 44 minutes, which I suspect is actually quite a short main playlist. I have Dark Mode Emo, which is like heavier. Sort of rock, emo-y sort of sounds and bands. So a lot of Bring the Horizon, you'll get used to that. Bit of Alice Cooper in there, bit of old Linkin Park, bit of Black Veil Brides, you know, the whole sprinkle. Then I have the third ever playlist I created because I am dabbling. You know, it's not just sort of the very early stages of an emo phase where you wear nothing but black religiously and you refuse to compromise on anything. I am
good
branching out the good old days of like last year.
Really?
I have 2000s-ish because most of the music is probably not from the 2000s. But I have a bit of Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of Britney Spears, bit of Nickelback. An Aerosmith song in there.
Nice. Yeah.
Then also Elton John. Chuck that in. Right. I was chatting
to.
I'm Still Standing is nowhere near a 2000 song, but 2000s-ish. I've got the cover.
Yeah.
There's also a Ricky Martin song in here, which is quite amusing because someone that I was hanging out with recently.
Yeah.
We were having the discussion. Her name's Jasmine. I think she's actually listening. Hello, Jasmine, if you're listening.
Hi.
We were having the discussion, and basically, she asked, "Do you know Ricky Martin?" My answer was no. Turns out he's the guy that does Live in La Vida Loca.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Well, there we go. That is news.
Wow.
There is also
no,
That's His News Ident, which I will play later because it's funny. there's also a bit of Pink, a bit of Avril Lavigne, Tiny Temper, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Written
in
the Star.
He was one of the first.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. My first ever festival / I think concert as well that I went to was back in Norwich. It was like the first one that they ever did. It was called Norfolk Spectacular back then. Now it's called Sundown Festival.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, Tiny Temp was there. Boom. Bob's Your Uncle. N-Dubs as well. Do you remember them? Did you ever get into them? N-Dubs?
No, really.
I was obsessed with them.
Doesn't ring a bell, unfortunately. This is my...
Yeah, probably for the best.
So my final playlist is actually normal, which is a very new playlist. And I have songs that are actually normal in there. I only have six songs in there. Half of which are compromised of Arcane songs.
Okay.
But there is Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo in there, because I heard it on the radio, I was like, okay, that kind of, a bit of a bop.
Yeah, it is.
And there's also Give Me Everything from Football. I can't actually remember what that song is, but at some stage I must have thought that was actually normal worthy. And that concludes my playlists. Have you counted the playlists you have?
I have. It's 14.
Well, it's exactly 10 more than me.
Yeah, no, there's a... A fair few. Some of the highlights, though, include All Aboard Ryanair, which
is... Any context, or...?
Well, first of all, description is, fasten your seatbelts, please, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Okay.
And the context is, it's just a load of songs related to either going on holiday or like holiday vibes, or have mentioned somewhere, like Moscow by Auto Hearts.
Oh,
in there.
That was played on a previous Mad Love Experience episode.
It was, and it's just such a good song.
Banger.
Slaps. Anyways, there's also there's my old past ones with dubstep, trap, and
dubstep,
dub and bass. Yeah.
Huh.
Never really got into that. That was back when I had a YouTube channel. I was doing gaming and that. Yeah.
Come on, Minecraft YouTube videos.
I actually did.
Me
yeah.
too.
those
were the days.
Yeah, they were. I've recently created this one called I'm a Real Boy, which has Pinocchio as the picture.
Okay.
It's just songs about, like, I don't know. Well, this is the vibe. If I Were a Boy, it's by Beyonce, is one of the top ones. Skater Boy, I Roll the Beat. They're not all boy, but kind of just like angsty teen. Or
yes, I can get behind that.
Guy related, sort of, but not necessary. Yeah, and then there's just a load of just random stuff. Yeah.
any more interesting names?
You're a hip hippopotamus in need of a new hip.
lovely.
Yeah, that's just a load of like indie funky music. Bit of Tessa Violet.
If you need a new hip, there you go.
There you
no,
go.
I haven't heard of Tessa Violet, unfortunately.
All the Garland.
No. You could probably say every artist in that playlist, and I would say no. Which is
I'm trying to see if there's anyone that you might know MGMT.
No. almost had your hopes.
Yeah.
What would you say is actually like your favourite song?
My favourite song? Oh gosh.
If you can narrow it down to three.
That changes so often. I have one that always gets me in the mood.
What mood are we talking?
The mood for just being alive.
Okay. Well, I was very concerned. You know,
with a little giggle.
Okay, Ofcom regulators. They were literally like swiping
at
the neck.
The reason why I giggled was because it's also from 500 Days of Summer.
Oh. We've come full circle.
We have. See, there was a reason for the ramble.
There is a consistent theme.
Exactly.
This is like positive affirmations. Our show is well scripted.
Yeah.
It is well structured.
Circle of life, baby.
Yes. But yeah, would you narrow it down to more?
Yeah, I have at least a couple that I consistently come to. This one, as I said, 500 Days of Summer. You Make My Dreams brackets come true.
That is actually on the system.
Yeah.
When I searched it, hang on. I might
baby.
See if we play the first 30 seconds.
Oh, that would be lovely because
wait, what is it?
I mean, You Make My Dreams.
I
touched
it what?
It's just such a good song, and like whenever I was having bad times, there it is. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, just like stressed about exams or something, slap that on, and I'm like, yeah, I can do this.
Life goes good. Life hits good.
It's even better when you see it in context in the movie. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
At 30 seconds is only just a little breather.
Yeah. Shall we?
Yeah, sure. Shall indeed.
Just a quick
30 seconds, then I can get into my favourite songs.
Oh, yeah.
I think the review section that we planned, yeah, that's definitely gone.
Yeah, that's
I'll have to do a 2-hour mellow extravaganza.
Oh,
but
big bananas.
Would anyone be mentally prepared for that? I don't think I'm mentally prepared for 2 hours. Okay, right, so if you want to hit those off buttons for our microphones.
Right.
There we go.
Yeah, just a quick little taster.
It was good enough for me because I immediately realised I've heard this song before. Tell me the artist, tell me the name, not a clue. But hearing it, I know it.
It's feel good, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, I almost unpaused the song.
Cool.
We would have been multitasking.
Yeah, that would have been wonderful.
But I suppose on to my favourite songs.
Indeed.
Yes. I actually played both of my top favourites on air last week. Because I was supposed to have a music section in my solo man ramble.
Oh.
But there was no time.
How did you ramble for that long?
I actually overran.
You overran as well? Wow.
Yeah.
That's good going.
Somehow. But
we need to catch up.
We need. Yeah. Oh, speaking of catch up, God, wait, like time suddenly disappears. I'm gonna do a quick hot fire favourite song, and then we can blast.
Yeah.
Then we can blast on a song, and then we can blast into our special section, which we will promise still exists.
Sounds delightful, yeah.
Okay, so. Favourite song, I have two. One is by Linkin Park, one is by Bring Me the Horizon. Linkin Park, it is Crawling from the album Hybrid Theory. Absolute banger.
Transformers vibes.
Yes. And although I didn't find it because of Transformers.
No.
I'm no moviegoer, as we've well established. But it's just so good. And the music video is good. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. I concur.
Then, joint favourite song, because these are like, I have passing favourites, but these are like my two irreplaceables. The other favourite, by Bring Me the Horizon, Sleepwalking. Banger.
How did that one go?
Oh, well.
Yeah, let's
go. I actually have this, I have this loaded on the system from playing it last week, so.
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of Bring Me the Horizon, though. Pretty cool.
Okay, I need to type in this on more detail. I've spelled walking wrong, so.
So we'll get there in a second. Yeah.
We'll get there.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Right, so I think
I'll slap that in.
I will eject the remainder of that song.
Whee.
Okay, and so please prepare for 30 seconds of sleepwalking. The urge to just let that play.
But I mean, we did let it go on a bit longer than 30 seconds.
Because we actually had to let it get to the end, is what I very quickly realised.
Give an intro.
Or an outro, actually. Although we still have a special section. Promise there is still a special section.
Yes.
Pinky promise. Yeah, we do. I mean, it depends on whether there's a show after us. I mean, we could like run it by a minute, but we'll find out. But yeah, so those are my two favourite songs, confirmed, locked in, bim bam, wham bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
So yes, I suppose without a song interlude, because otherwise time literally...
is off the essence.
Our special section, which we shall now reveal, Jacob will now reveal.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's travel.
Woo!
Yeah, you don't like travelling, do you?
It's not that I don't like travelling. I do enjoy exploring places, but I am cognitively limited due to anxiety.
Oh yeah.
But much better now. So I'm heading to Sheffield next week.
I just went there last week.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, what a coincidence. Yeah.
But you are quite the traveller. I believe you're a member of the Travel Society of the university.
I'm on the committee.
Whoa.
Yeah, big flex. But yeah, I'm welfare officer, actually.
I feel like that is a bit of you, welfare officer.
Well, I do appreciate that.
Looking next after people.
I like people. They're cool.
Like people, heard it here first.
Yeah, not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
I was in Durham yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Was that for Travel Society?
That was indeed. Oh, Last week it was just like... for funsies, so
do you go somewhere every week?
Well, last week there wasn't technically one. I just went to Sheffield for the fun of it because I've never been to Sheffield, so I thought, oh, is that a person?
Sorry for interrupting your speech.
No, that's okay. Sheffield's lovely, by the way. Have you been?
No. Once. I need to go to the IKEA to get my sister a Christmas gift.
A skog. A what?
A jungle skog. It's pronounced in Swedish, Jangleskog.
Oh.
The big bear. The big IKEA bear.
Oh, the big bear. Yeah.
There was none in our local IKEA, also referred to as IKEA Nottingham, despite being nowhere in Nottingham. Oh, and so we had to travel to Sheffield purely for bear reasons.
Bear necessities. But yeah, we don't travel every week, but we travel maybe every fortnight or something. Mm. Didn't get to go on the Bristol trip, was quite sad about that.
Oh.
But you know, it was Mama Edward's birthday, so.
So overall, would you recommend travel?
Oh, I would, yeah. It's a lovely little thing to do. You learn lots and have quite fun encounters. And yeah, it's just nice to have a change of scenery, isn't it?
Yeah. You actually escape the drudgery of Nottingham, which I don't, because I live here as well. But
speaking of though, I was in, like last week when I went to Sheffield, I went to the cathedral and the lady there, I got chatting to her and she lived in Nottingham all her life but now lives in Sheffield. Anyways, she said that for every dodgy street in Sheffield, there's two in Nottingham.
Yeah, I can understand that. Nottingham used to be like pretty crisp. You know, comparing Nottingham and Derby is like the classic rivalry.
Not that it's bad here, but it is questionable.
Particularly
late at night. And it seems like it never sleeps here as well. It's a city that never sleeps.
Yeah.
So.
Which is good for some.
Yeah.
Nightwalks. Yeah. But yeah, so that is a very short, unfortunately, due to limited time travel section. We might actually come back to it next week, because honestly...
It's not that special then, is it?
Okay, we'll leave this as a little special.
After you've been to Sheffield, maybe...
I've been to Sheffield next week for what is affectionately referred to as the SPANC. The Student Publication Association and National Conference.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Impact
Magazine, our student University of Nottingham student magazine, is up for many nominations, including just overall best publication.
Oh!
So it will be very fun to see.
Might have to dabble in a bit of that next year, too.
Oh, no. But, so I will keep you updated on the next show of how that went. It'll be interesting to see. But time is now ticking. We are now 5 seconds past four.
Mm.
And with that...
How tardy of us.
I believe this might be the end of the show.
I believe so. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Mum.
thanks, Mum and Dad and Sister and any various other listeners.
Your mother, your brother, your sister, your lover.
What song should we play next?
Do you want to play yours?
I don't know. Do you want to do a Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Okay,
We both have two further songs selected out, but as you might have guessed, we only have time for one more. So we're going to do a quick rock, paper, scissors game to determine who gets played.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, it is Jacob's song. I went for scissors, Jacob went for rock. So
we'll have it next week.
Behold.
Well, week
after. To be fair, it's after it on the playlist, so we might still hear it in the studio.
Guess we'll find
out. You'll find out. So here is, would you like to introduce the song?
Sure, this is After Hours by We Are Scientists. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
And good night.